Here's the Jimmy Page songwriting process. He usually starts out with a riff that he comes up with at his house. And then he calls Robert Plant over, and then they add some lyrics to it. That was the same with Immigrant Song on Zeppelin 3 back in 1970, which made it to number 16 on the Billboard Hot 100. Here's Jimmy Page.
That's one that I had written for my end of it anyway. Well, the structure of it, actually. That's one that I've worked out at home. And I remember there was at least that and Friends, and there was something else as well. And I went up to Robert's house, and Bonzo came out. We were just playing in the stuff that I had, and we started, you know, just working on it.
Oh, okay. Styx is working on their songwriting abilities as well. Tommy Shaw wrote a whole bunch for the next Styx album. Here's Tommy Shaw.
Since the lockdown, we've completed writing. It's all demoed, and you know, if we keep going, it's going to be a double album, which we don't want to do a double album, but you know, you're a writer, you write, so maybe something will bump something else off of it. But as soon as we can find a comfortable way to get everybody here, we will be going over to Blackbird and start tracking.
The drummer says, "I can say the music on this upcoming record is absolutely killer." What else is he going to say? Dennis DeYoung, no longer in Styx, is still working on stuff, too.
We wrote so many songs, Jim, Peter, Rick, and I. We had 18 songs, and the record company said they wanted them all. It was their idea to split them into two records, Volume 1 and Volume 2. Seems a little pretentious to me. I wanted to call them This One and That One, but they didn't like that idea. So, yeah, there will be two. But this album here, this is really my goodbye album as far as I'm concerned.
Hey, if you're a songwriter, you can't tour, you can't go outside, what are you going to do?